Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, Adam Spillane, John Lopez with you from the Methodist Training Center. Texans Training Camp Day 4 is over, and we are joined by Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair. This felt like training camp with the heat. How was it?
Oh, man, thanks, guys, for having me. But, yeah, man, it definitely felt like training camp. You got the heat back, you know, reminds me of when I was back in college at FAU, you know, doing training camp in the heat. So it definitely was a grind, but it feels good, man, when you get done and, you know, everybody's working hard and you're just pushing yourself. And you look back on the day and just, you know, you put the work in. So we're just trying to keep stacking days, but it's been good.
And
so,
the grind hasn't hit yet either, yeah. Where it really hits you about midway through, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, it's always that. You first get in the building, everybody's super excited, you know, ready to show off what they've been doing. You know, during the off season, during the time away, 40 days away. And then, you know, just slowly start to build up that callus little by little by little. So we just, like I said, taking it one day at a time.
So you played for D'Amico Ryans in San Francisco. He was a position coach. He was a coordinator. Mm-hmm. What has been different about D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, so far?
I think, honestly, that's what I just think makes him kind of special. He's been the same guy, you know, and then that's something that I've known. You know, I've only known him for the last 6 years, but then you talk to people when I get here or people that's known him, you know, since he was a player, and they say he was the same guy. So I think that's what makes him such a special coach, and that's why he's well-respected around the league and just, you know, around day-to-day people that know him or been around him, you know, any of his life. So I think it's just pretty cool, you know, seeing him in that role. I laugh a lot of the times in some of the meetings and stuff, just being around him so much, you know, his mannerisms, you know how he is. So I just might see, like, a little facial expression he makes or something like that, where he, like, might be trying to hold in a certain emotion or something. I just start laughing at him because I know he understands, you know, what it's like to be a leader amongst men, and now at the highest level, at the highest position as a head coach, you know, I think it just is fitting for the type of person he is.
I mean, that's why you're here, right? I mean, I know there's a number of reasons why you're here, but the familiarity, you said he knows you, you know him. And exactly. And just watching the first three, you know, four practices now, it seems like you're just so comfortable in this environment. Is that true?
Without a doubt. You know, I think that's one of the big factors in me coming here is just when you know somebody and you know what it's like going to war with them, you know, their intensity, the mindset, you don't have to second guess it. So it just makes it a little bit easier with that transition. You know, same thing with playing with a guy like Jimmy Ward, who was with me since I was a rookie in San Francisco as well. You know, I come in and familiar voice. I know the type of communicator he is. I know where he's going to be. I understand the scheme. He understands the scheme. So it just makes the transition a lot easier. So.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Azeez Al-Shaair joining us here on Sports Radio 610. I want to talk about this defense and the guys that you have on the field with you, especially on the ends, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. What has stood out about them so far?
Oh, man, they're just workhorses. You know, I sit next to Danielle in the locker room. We got lockers next to each other, so we talk every single day. And Will is, like, right down from us, but me and him talk same every single day. And they're just always working, man, taking care of their bodies. You would think Will was in his sixth year. The way he takes care of himself reminds me a lot of how Nick Bosa just came in when we were rookies. Me and him were in the same rookie class, and I think he was just as pro-ready as I've seen, you know, since being in the league. And, you know, you look at a guy like Will, who's only in year two, and you wouldn't know he was in year two. So
yeah.
You just see the consistent work showing up, grinding just from both of those guys. So it's definitely it shows why, you know, Danielle is in year 10 and mm-hmm. had all the success he's had. And it also shows, you know, why Will, as a rookie, had so much success early on as well.
You know, a lot of people make it a big deal about the new rule with the kickoffs. I want to ask you about the hip drop. Mm-hmm. Like, that's got to be, like, what has been the adjustment? I mean, what are your thoughts on the whole thing, the hip drop tackle, as they talk about?
I mean, I don't know. For me, I try not to. If a guy is dragging me, then they're probably not in a good position. But just playing football, I think you never know. Like, we just teach, like, scratching, clawing. You're just trying to get the guy down. I don't think anybody, from my knowledge, from the history of playing with football with anybody I've ever played with, has ever intentionally said, I'm going to drop and hit this guy in his ankle and try to break his...
Like, but it's on your mind?
No. That's the whole point. Like, it's not on nobody's mind at all. So it's like, now, you know, it's the same thing with, like, the quarterback rules. It's a weird ticky-tacky thing where now it's on your mind. So I guess, like, it just makes it harder and harder to play defense in this league. But that's why, you know, you got to respect good defense in this league, because they just make it harder and harder every year. Mm-hmm. You know, they say fans don't come to watch defense. They come to see offensive score points. But I think, honestly, defense is what helps you win a championship. Obviously, you got to have a great offense, but you got to have good defense as well. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's just a challenging thing, but just something you got to constantly just train to tackle the right way and wrap and getting the guys down the right way. And, mm-hmm. you know, it just got to take care of itself. Mm-hmm.
Azeez Al-Shaair joining us on Sports Radio 610. You're with Tennessee last year, so you played the Texans twice. What stood out, and you saw them at the end of the season, both games were at the end of the season, so what stood out to you about them when you were playing against them and preparing for those games?
You could just see the DNA, the imprint that D'Amico coming over there, you know, because they already had players. Like, this is the NFL, so think about every single year, I don't care what team you're on, and whether it's a 0-17 team or 17-0, like, the talent difference is very, very minimal. But, you know, it's the best of the best players all across the league, spread it out. This isn't like college where you got Alabama and then, you know, some other school. That's mm-hmm. This is not that. So I think you just click on the tape and you just see the way that they're getting to the ball, the way they're playing. Even if you don't know scheme, if you just watch the effort, the mentality, and that's what pretty much stood out, you know, offense, defense, and their special teams. So I think that was just like a cool thing to see from afar, mm-hmm. you know, when you might be cross-referencing film and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not cool when you're playing against them and you're watching it on the field. But from afar, just to see, you know, the DNA and the mentality that D'Amico brought over here with the players that they already have, and then adding the players that they just got over last year, and you know, just seeing how it all started to gel together. So you could see it coming together for sure.
And what about the Texans and Titans rivalry? Because it picked up big time here with all the uniform stuff and all that. Did the intensity raise as much on that end, and did Callan Hanna tell you to forget everything you ever knew about Tennessee when you got here?
Yeah, I was just talking to him earlier, man, and I was just telling him, because in the offseason, you know, I played there last year in Tennessee, and it played with a great group of guys. You know, one thing, this is a business, mm-hmm. But it's a brotherhood. When you play in the NFL, I don't care if you strap up with somebody for 3 weeks. You know, it's just like, it's a fraternity that you can't buy your way into. So, you know, it's always love and respect throughout the league and for the guys. But definitely, I think fans take it so much harder than us, and we're the ones that actually put on the helmets.
Yeah.
So it's funny because I was training in the offseason wearing the Oilers helmet on purpose, just giving them a hard time.
Here?
Yeah, I wore it back home in Florida when I was training.
Oh, Lord.
So all the people in Tennessee, when I would post it, were giving me a hard time, and they were just like, oh, man.
So it's off, Houston, right?
Take off. Yeah, that's my point. I'm like, it's the Houston Oilers. I don't know. You know, I'm just giving them a hard time because initially, like, I knew about the rivalry a little bit, but it was only because my little brother was always a Titans fan, random as heck, but he loved Chris Johnson, so because he played running back, so he was always a Titans fan. So that's the only reason why I knew a little bit about like that Oiler rivalry thing. And so then when I got to Tennessee and they started talking about it, it's like, dang, like this is serious. They really hate each other. So then it's just honestly something I did in the off season just to mess around.
So you got a little funny side too.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'll try to keep it light.
Aziz Alshahir joining us on Sports Radio 610. All right, you come in as an undrafted guy. Mm-hmm. So that's not easy to do, to make your way and have the career that you have had. What is the key, and who are some of the maybe undrafted guys that we aren't talking about right now that have really shown you something so far, either in the offseason or so far in camp?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key is, like, you have to come in and you got to just, one, obviously you got to work. And I think a big part of anybody's job and anything that you're doing is you got to work, but you also have to have, you know, unwavering confidence and belief in yourself. But you get the confidence through the work and through learning and growing. You know, when I was a rookie, I came in and I learned from everybody. I didn't care if you were a wide receiver, if you were a six-year guy who I never even heard of, you know, but you got, I tell the guys coming in now, you got a guy like Neville Hewitt. He's in year 10.
Yeah.
And he was also undrafted. And I sit there and tell the guys who coming in the linebacker room, like, look, you looking at me because I'm, you know, the multi-million-dollar linebacker, and it's like, bro, longevity looks different in the NFL. And
yes.
Everybody might not reach that type of pinnacle, but when you talk about 10 years in the NFL, it's hard to get three. So for a guy like Neville, you know, got so much respect for him as a player, and 10 years in the NFL is insane. So, you know, I tell the guys, hey, you can learn from somebody like that just as much as you can learn from somebody like me.
Yeah.
So it's just being open to accepting knowledge from everybody, regardless of position or, you know, the status on the team, and just showing up every day, you know, with that confidence and that belief in yourself, trying to get better every single day.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, I got a really important question for you.
What's
up? Reading about you this morning coming in, I was like, reading some stories that you've always been very careful with your money, smart with your money, et cetera. And you apparently, tell me if this is wrong, you became something of a Walmart and Target aficionado. Is that correct?
Oh, my God. My first 2 years in the league, that was like 1,000% correct. I didn't care. I would come to the games with like the team issue stuff every day. And they would give me a hard time. I know Kyle Juszczyk, you know, that's my brother, but we used to sit next to each other, and he would always be like, bro, go to the store. Go buy something for yourself. And then I rode a bike my first 2 years in the league.
Yeah, I heard about a silver bike.
Yep. I remember Johnny Holland took me to go get that bike in the summertime, my rookie year. So I rode a bike for the first 2 years of my career. And definitely that's not the case now, I'll say. Still smart with my money, but graceful and blessed enough to make a lot more
money. So Walmart or Target? Pick a side.
I think I'm more bougie now. I like Target now. Target, my mama calls it Target.
She yeah, of course. Target.
So,
of course.
And I think Target is where you go if you just, you're feeling bougie. You feel like you just got, you know, your money just hit the account. Target. On the back end of the month.
I can relate.
You know what I'm saying? The back end of the month, you go to Walmart, try to get all the deals.
Yeah.
All right, last thing before we get you out of here. You played at FAU for Lane Kiffin. Mm-hmm. Give me a Lane Kiffin story.
Oh, man, he got a million Lane Kiffin stories. You know, shoot, I'll give you a Monty Kiffin story.
Okay,
you know,
that's
R.I.P. to Monty.
Yes.
You know, somebody who I genuinely love and respect so much, you know, respect their entire family. And it was heartbreaking, you know, to know what happened to him and hear about him passing away. But I never forget, we were sitting in the office one day in the summertime when the players didn't have to be in there, but I was always up there, and he was always up there. He loved football. Obviously, everybody knows that. And we just sitting there watching film. It was a Jacksonville Jaguars, just looking at all that old Cover 2 stuff that helped create.
Tampa 2.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just remember we sitting there chopping it up. We talking, and I'm just telling him about all my aspirations to get to the NFL, make it in the league. And I remember he had his Super Bowl ring from Tampa. And we sitting there. It was the most, like, it was very intense conversation, like very emotional, I guess. And we started crying. We got so deep into the conversation with each other. I'll never forget. He took off his Super Bowl ring, and he gave it to me. And I had that Super Bowl ring for my junior year of college. I wore it every game, like, to the walk. I had it all the way until my rookie year, the week of the Super Bowl. I went to Super Bowl as a rookie in San Francisco. We played in Miami. I remember that. But we getting down there is when I gave him back his ring.
Damn.
But it was just one of the coolest things. Cause that's somebody, I'm from Tampa,
yeah.
And know who he is. And then to be around him, and he's like family to me. His whole family is like family to me. So it just was like just the coolest thing. So, you know, I really...
that's an endorsement.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
That's an endorsement.
Just have so much respect and love for him, and you know, definitely miss him for sure.
We all do.
Aziz, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great season. Best of luck the rest of camp.
Thank you, guys. Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah. You, too.
Yes, that's Aziz Alshayer, Texans linebacker, joining us here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610 after day 4 of Texans training camp. Thanks for coming on. All right. Day 4 in the books here. We will try and get you an update on...
we're going to hear from D'Amico?
Yeah, we're going to hear from D'Amico, and I'm trying to go through and see if he gave an update on Joe Mixon, who did not practice today for a second straight day. Do we want to go to break here? Do you want?
No, we'll go to about 35, and I wanted to talk about Alshayer. And
first of all, that was a tremendous story about Monty Kiffin.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to lead him into that, and I know we didn't have a ton of time,
but
I did want to make sure to ask him about the Kiffins, just because, to me, that's a very fascinating family. Lane is fascinating, and just hearing, you know, that story about Monty, that's not something that I expected to hear.
He gave it to him for two-plus years.
Yeah.
Gave him his Super Bowl ring. That's an endorsement of Alshayer as big as you can get. Because keep in mind, he was still in college. He was still not even in, and he ended up being undrafted, by the way, in the NFL. But Monty Kiffin certainly saw something in him. And I know, you know, I wanted to get in the several questions with him. We're going to be very, very happy with Aziz Alshayer.
Yeah.
The football nuts and bolts part of what he was talking about, and he addressed it very quickly. I mean, very you know, clearly. Like, he's here because of D'Amico Ryans. And D'Amico Ryans has him here because he understands what this defense is going to be all about. We talked about it just from a distance before we spoke with him. Like, what he's doing right now on the field stands out. I mean, it absolutely stands out, and they haven't even really been in pads yet. So it's going to be – you're going to like what you get out of Aziz Alshayer.
And he's somebody that D'Amico Ryans targeted, not just this past offseason, but going into his first season. Like,
yeah.
he wanted Aziz Alshayer for a reason, and I think that you're starting to see that reason. And just – he has the right outlook on everything. Again, I always like the guys who come in that are undrafted because they had to work for everything.
Yes.
You know, you get a lot of these guys that are picked, you know, high in the draft. they haven't had to work for a ton. They've either, a lot of times, they are the top recruits coming out of high school, so they get everything handed to them in high school. They get everything handed to them in college. They get everything handed to them in the NFL. You want the guys that went to the smaller school. They went to FAUs. They didn't get drafted, so they had to work for every single rep, for every single opportunity that they got. And it's a good example to have, especially when it's one of the most important guys on your defense.
And I got to tell you a story about Al-Shaair that I was reading about this morning as well, and I think it says a lot about to what you're talking about. When he was playing football in high school, and this says a lot about him, he really couldn't have in-home visits because he was living in, I mean, his house burned down when he was a kid, and he didn't really have a place that they'd go to the high school, but they couldn't go to in-home visits. So it affected his recruiting, and that's one of the reasons that he went to Florida Atlantic, obviously. So this is a guy that has been, like, as I mentioned, his house burned down, you know, very, very limited means growing up. And that, I think that's part of the reason that he says, you know, he's always been trying to be smart with his money, et cetera. But this is a guy that certainly relates to what D'Amico Ryans is doing and how they want to do things here.
We'll get you an update on Joe Mixon. We'll do that in about 5 minutes. We'll give you an update on him. At the podium today, obviously, D'Amico Ryans, Stephon Diggs, and Derek Stingley Jr. at the podium today. So we'll get you a taste of that coming up a little bit later in the show. That is first time, obviously, that we have heard from Diggs. Actually, this is the first time that we've heard from both this training camp. But we'll make sure that we get you an update on Joe Mixon after today's practice. So, again, thanks to Azeez Al-Shaair for joining us here on the show. I think all the interviews that we've had coming off the practice field have
been fantastic. We've been on the road. Don't jinx it. Yeah. Don't jinx it.
Well, I'm not here tomorrow, so I don't care what happens.
So you don't
then.
Care.
Yeah. Don't worry about Friday. I'm not worried about tomorrow. But yeah, Tank Dell was great for us. Will Anderson, I think, was great for you guys on Thursday. Again, day four of training camp. They'll be in pads, D'Amico Ryans said, tomorrow. So that'll be fun to that's when camp really starts.
Open practice?
It's the first practice. So fans are lucky because you guys get to see a real practice. To me, that's when camp starts. Camp starts when you start hitting people. And you're going to actually see guys start hitting people tomorrow. So that'll be a fun development.
And one thing, I mean, it's been really good, and they go really hard here. But pads tomorrow, open practice is going to be a lot of fun, no question about it. But one thing about the interviews we've had, and look, there have been years where we're like, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest, that we're going to talk with. It's not just that these are bigger names that we're getting, but you're starting to get a sense of the type of players that are on this team. We've gone Will Anderson, off the charts, really good interview here. And it's not self-serving. It's them. Tank Dell, off the charts, really good. Al-Shaair right there. Could have talked to him for half an hour if he didn't have to go to the podium.
I could have talked to him about Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Just growing up there.
Yes, like growing up there and certainly all the other things that, like I said, growing up, you know, with the limited means, and his house burned down, and he had to rush his brother and sister out of the house. I mean, he's just a really interesting guy. But those three guys are reflective of the type of player here. It's not just like a bunch of choir boys like back in the day, we want good guys. No, it's good guys that can flat out ball, you know, that are big names. And it's you're sensing just from here on Sports Radio 610, getting these guys and listening to them, like the type of player team that this is going to be.
And also, they're coming from winning programs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Will Anderson is coming from a winning program at Alabama, playing for Nick Saban. You have Azeez Al-Shaair coming from a winning program with the 49ers. Like, that sort of stuff matters because you understand what it takes to win at the highest level. You understand what it takes.
Yeah.
You know, you're holding yourself accountable and your teammates accountable at every step. And, like, you've seen, like, video from a Nick Saban practice where he's getting on you for any little mistake. It doesn't matter if it's a practice, the score of the – it might be 50-0 in a game at Alabama, and you might have a bunch of backups in.
But
Nick Saban's calling timeouts because he can't get lined up right. Like, that's the sort of stuff that matters, and that's how you win at the highest levels, when you're detail-oriented and you're making a big deal about something that might not seem like a big deal, but you're setting the stage because it might be a big deal here further down the road.
Yeah.
So that's something just to look forward to with the Texans here at the rest of camp. Again, Texans are in pads tomorrow. We'll have an update on Joe Mixon here coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll also hear from Derek Stingley Jr. and Stephon Diggs as they talk to the media today after practice. No Mixon today. No Dalton Schultz today. Did see Laremy Tunsil did not practice.
He was working out harder than usual.
Yeah, he was. And I think he's healthy. It's just one of those things where they're just kind of ramping him up to get to Indianapolis.
It's his rules.
That's the one thing that D'Amico Ryan said last week, was that it's all about Indianapolis. It's all about getting these guys ready for week one.
Yeah.
And I think at this point of his career, Laremy Tunsil knows exactly what he needs to do to get ready for Indianapolis. So that's coming up here later in the show. But coming up next, on Saturday, we got to see a little bit of 11-on-11, and you saw a little bit of what the Texans' offense can be. That's coming up next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.